said it last week and the week before as well, that the tzaddik is always an intellectual excursion. Not to mention again, the tzaddik's works is not easy reading, and among the many, many pieces, it takes time to choose something that we can actually capture its essence, at least according to our understanding. Because Al Yeshua used to say, matter-of-factly, that when he opens up the priest tzaddik of Rav Tzaddik, the parish of the week, he says he basically understands only one thing. You know, it's about 10 pages on each parish or so. He understands only one thing. It gives you a little bit of an idea, you know, what Rav Tzaddik is all about. I chose a piece, again, which is possible to capture its essence. But again, it demonstrates Rav Tzaddik's amazing creativity. I mean, all the various gemaras that he brings down here, and the way he works with it and what he does. Again, most of the paragraphing you'll see on the sheet I did myself, actually, because didn't do a great job in... This is already a newer edition, or this is the latest edition of the Tzaddik's, but they all they did was change it from Rashi Oisis to Oisis Mruboyis. But they didn't do anything, you know, in terms of structure or something, you know, and emphasis on lettering or anything like that. So I want to mention that Rav Tzaddik also, besides the chidushim that he has ala shas, he wrote many essays also in various different disciplines. There's a lot of writings of Rav Tzaddik regarding astronomy and also geometry and actually algebra. And the first 24 years of his life he only studied nigla. But then, as we mentioned, in 1847, which was a turning point in his life, which he became a scarf to Hasidus. So until the rest of his life, basically all the writings were only in Ister. Interesting thing, a man who had so much to write a nigla, but once he became a scarf to Hasidus, all the writing subsequent to that was all in the area of Nister. Again, despite the many communities that want him to be a rav, he always refused to accept any post. And he mamish was an oni v'yevian, living from hand to mouth, because he refused to accept any matonis from anyone. Well, today matanas bosav adam, and mamish he kept to it very strictly. And his rebbetzin had a small clothing store, some sort of a store, and that's what he lived from. And again, as we mentioned, he was a chassid of Ishbitz, very close to Bleib Leger. They were chaverim. Right, Ishbitzer, and when Bleib Leger took the mantle of leadership, he was mevatel himself to him and became a Talmud Chobot Reb Bleib Leger. And finally, in 1888, when Bleib Leger was nifter, he agreed under pressure to accept the mantle of leadership. So we're going to take a look here, which we have here, the Prit Tzaddik here, which begins with the Medrash here in Parshas Vayetze. Let's take a look at the Medrash. First, I brought down the Medrash. Again, this is not written in the Prit Tzaddik, but so we can have an appreciation of what the Tzaddik is going to be referring to. Okay, Vayishkav by Moke Mahu is under Yaakov Avinu. Right, he's on the way to Choron. Medrash says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemiah, Rabbi Yehuda Omar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemiah. Now that we have two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, this is the famous one, this is what Rashi brings. Vayishkav by Moke Mahu, Yaakov Avinu slept over here, that's a mute. I will call you Dalit Shona Shoyetomna, but they say Velo Shochav. So you know the 14 years that he learned by Eber is in Yigishlufen, but rather he was learning Torah. Fine. Comes now another view. The Nechemiah Omar Kan Shochav, I will call Chav Shona Shomad the Beisoy Shelovon Loi Shochav. So now we have an opinion that the 20 years that Esrim Shona, right, that Yaakov Avinu expresses himself that he worked for Lovon, the entire 20 years also Loi Shochav. So you're going to ask the question as if he didn't sleep. So what did he do? Can be sure he didn't play checkers. I mean, what did he do? So the question is, the Medrash says, Umah Yomer, what did Yaakov Avinu do in the 20 years? That he was not sleeping the day Slovon. So we have two opinions. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Tezvov Shira Malas Shibesefer Tehillim. He said the Tezvov Shira Malas, as you know, that we have 15 different Shira Malas, and it was those Shira Malas that Yaakov Avinu that he said. And as the Mefarsha Medrash explained, because the content of the Tezvov Shira Malas are Hoidoes and Bakoshes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Yeshuas and for Hatzlochet. And Yaakov Avinu needed that. He needed Yeshua. And he needed a flock in the house of Lavan. So this was, Mamish, this was tailor-made filois for Yaakov Avinu's needs was the Tezvov, Shira Malas, and Sefer Tehillim. That's one opinion. And the Gemara says, my Tama. Now, where is there a source of that? That is, he said the Tezvov, Shira Malas. Shira Malas was Ovid and Tehillim, it says, Lule Hashem Shoyolonu Yoimano Yisrael. What does it say? It says that Lula Hashem Shoyolonu, if not for Kodesh Baruch Hu helping and aiding us, Yoimano Yisroel. Who is Yisroel? You know, Yaakov Avinu name was changed after the encounter with Esav Shel Esav. His name changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. So the Medrash says, Yoimano Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu is saying this. Yaakov Avinu is saying, imagine, he says, where would I be if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aid? Lula Hashem Shoilano Bekum Aleinu Odom. Yoimano Yisrael means Yaakov Avinu is expressing himself. So if Yoimano Yisrael means Yaakov Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu was saying Shalom Aleph. And the Vanilla himself says, Yoimano Yisrael. Yisrael means Yisrael Sova. Means the Zayda Yaakov Avinu. Shmuel ben Nachman Omar, you know what Yaakov Avinu was saying? Kol Sefer Tehillim. Not just Tezvah of Shir HaMalad. He was saying the entire Sefer Tehillim. He was up night, he would be saying, Sefer Tehillim. Matam, again, what is the reason? So Shmuel ben Nachman quotes a pasuk about the Kodesh Yoshiv Tehillim Yisrael. This means the Kodesh Baruch Hu sits, and what is he listening to? He's listening to the Tehillim, to the praises of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, who is known as Yisrael, Yisrael Sova. Alright? This is the Medrash as you see it. You take a look and see what Rav Tzadik does with this Medrash and all the connecting thoughts and ideas, which branches out also again into various Mamora Chazal, and which is really, really something. It's a piece of work, as you see over here. The Medrash Rabbeinu, Al Posik Vayishka B'Moke Mahu. So he had his Rabbi Yudah Omar, Kan Shokhaf, Al Kol Yudah Lishonah, Ho Yitom Lebe Beseve Lo Shokhaf. So I didn't sleep. Then we have Rabbi Gamliel, the Nachman Omar Kan Shokhaf of the Kol Chav Shona Shomer the Beisah Shalovan Lo Shokhaf. Mahayoyimer Shuben Levi Metez of Shir Amalis as we had. My Tam Lul Hashem Shalom Yom Lo Yisrael Yisrael Sova. But that's a posik in the Shir Amalis. That's an indication or a remnant. Yaakov Avinu was saying the Tez of Shir Amalis. Then we have the next one. Shmuel Ben Nachman says Kol Sefer Tehillim Mahayoyimer. Now says it Tzadik. The Hina, interesting is, you know, the very, very first opinion that the Gemara brought down, which was Rav Yehuda's opinion, was by Yishka B'Mokim Hu, the one that Rashi brings, Yishka B'Mokim Hu, for the 14 years that he was, but they say there he didn't sleep. The Medrash doesn't ask what did he do when he was, according to that opinion by Eber. Because you know what he did if he was the Beis Eber. What did he do? The Beis Eber was a yeshiva. Something he learned. That's in Galen. Says Rav Tzadik, Vinei al Beis Eber ein yishoyel maho yoyme. Right? It's clear, as we see from the Medrash doesn't question what did he do by Beis Eber. So Tzadik says, "Then came out a shaila based on Yosef. He could learn Torah. I mean, he could say Tilm. He could learn too. No, I mean at night. Yeah, what was he doing at night? He wasn't sleeping. So the Medrash is asking based on what did he do? So the Medrash is trying to figure out. One opinion says he said Tezvah Shira Malis. One opinion says he said to Sefer Tehillim. Right? What's the question? The same way that you understand what he did with Beis Eber, he was learning. So if he had extra time on his hands, and he didn't want to sleep, he could have learned also." Same thing, did the same thing. Yaakovinu was learning. Why are you questioning what it did the day of him? So Shaila Yaakovinu would do? Is there any problem? Why is it more Shaila the day of him? Number one. Gam Yishlohodin, he says, also Harayat, Al Tezov Shir Amalas Mezeho Echot, Lule Hashem Shoilonu. In other words, he found one Shir Amalas, it says that there's the word Yisroel there. Lule Hashem Shoilonu, right? Yoimen O Yisroel. So one of the Shir Amalas is mentioned Yoimen O Yisroel. So now, therefore, he proves from here that what that all the Tezvah, who said he said the fifth, said only that capital. if you're using the remnants of Yoimen or Yisrael, right, which is an allusion to Yaakov, you know, so you have one capital. And so he said, one capital among the Tezvah of Shem Alas, which says that it's Yoimen or Yisrael. Why should that be a Rai? Yaakov was saying all the Tezvah, the 15 capitals. Says it Tzadik as follows. Amnon. However, Nipnei should be based Lavan. First of all, you know what Lavan is? We know Ma'asov is Simon Lavanin. Lavan basically is symbolic. Humiramis ala golis vecheshkis adairis. Yaakov Avinu's experience is based Lavan. This is a pre-enactment of the historical, right, occurrences to Klal Yisrael down the road. That's what Ma'asov is Simon Lavanin means. It's a pre-enactment of that which is to come later in the future generation. So what Yaakov Avinu's experience by Lavan was Golas Vecheshkes Adoiris. Ubevadai Oz Gam Belayla Leshokav. And therefore you can be sure Yaakov did not sleep at night. Why? Leshokav Liboy Lesakin Acheshkes. Yaakov Avinu's tafkid was to try to make the Golas as bright as possible. I mean, there's Golas in the world. But as much and as a Shaykh to be able to exist and to be able to continue and not to be annihilated, not to be decimated, Yaakov Avinu's trying to bring a little bit of light. Yaakov Avinu's Avodah was the base Lavan during the night. Which is the Golas, the darkness. The Beis Lavan Yaakov Avinu's Avodah was to do things in order to be misakin that darkness, to bring a little bit of illumination. into the darkness of Golus. That was his avodah. Says Reb Tzadik, let's understand exactly what is the makeup of Yaakov Avinu. What is the focus on Yaakov Avinu's avodah? Where does Yaakov Avinu focus on? In the areas of avodah Hashem. So Reb Tzadik, v'ne kemoi shahagimul midoy shalovis agdoshim hem shayrish chay oylo. The Yovis Agdoshim, what they represented, and also mentioned, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, these are three midos. Avraham Avinu had a certain midah that represents Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak had his midah, and Yaakov had his midah. But these are not plain, simply three midos. These are three midos which are Mekayim the world. It's in schus of these three midos. Therefore, Zel Umazeh, one who basically abuses these three midos, or a person, or a Rosh, if you will, who abuses these three midos, he brings destruction to the world. In the same way that when you are Mekayim these midos, then you are Mechaya the world. So the Lehetech is also true. So Kemoi Shagimul Midosh Shalovas Akdoshim Hem Shayrish Chay Oilo. These three midos, and he'll tell us soon what these three midos are, which is essential to the existence of the world. So Kemoi Kein Zelu Mazeh Gimul Midosh HaHepech. Right? The three midos which are the opposite. Notice if you do the opposite of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, what are the three? Hakina Vahatava Vahakovoy. The Tzaddik is going to demonstrate how Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov were the antithesis, the opposite of kina, tava, and covetous, we'll soon show. So if I can't, kina, jealousy, and tava, and covet, these are things that destroy the world, as Chazal says, Shemitzina, Sodom, and Oilo. So, v'hatava, let us take tava, right? Desire, tava. Tava, hu ha-hefech shel ahava v'chesed shebekdusha. Because the emes is, desire doesn't have to be necessarily bad. Desire means that I have a drive. I have a drive, and I have a yearning. So it could be for Dvarim Shebekedusha. It's a tremendous thing when a person has a drive. He has ambition, right, to elevate his neshama. He has ambition to strive for holiness. But the drive, the same existence, the same idea, the midah taiva, which is in the opposite direction, of course, is a hava. The taiva is the hepech of ahava v'chesed shebikdusha. Because kedusha also has taiva. But refer to it ahava v'chesed shebikdusha. That's on the kedusha d'gizai. Taiva is the negative, is ahava in its negative form. In other words, ahava. Ahava in its negative form we call taiva. You don't say, you know, Russian taiva, you know, when somebody has a desire for dovah shebikdusha. Even though some people may do that, I have a taiva for this and this. But actually, it's a stickle oxymoron. Because taiva basically is a base instinct. But for Dovah Shebekdusha, you call it, he has an ahava. There's an ahava. Taiva is the opposite. Taiva is the opposite of ahava and Ches Shebekdusha. So what does Avraham Avinu do? Zeu Yishmoel. So Avraham Avinu, who basically, his midah is chesed ahava. So the negativity of that midah is something we mentioned, I think, in the one of the shurim we mentioned from the Nesivah Sholem. Zeu Yishmoel, Psoilus Avraham. Yishmoel received the Psoilus, the impurities of Avraham. Shahachius Shaloi, the chius of Yishmoel is Taiva v'niuf. That's Yishmoel. In one word, you want to define Yishmoel as Taiva v'niuf. That's the hefech of Ahava v'chesed shebekdusha, which Avraham Avinu has. So they both have the same midah. Avraham Avinu has Ahava v'chesed, Yishmoel also has it. But he has it in the form of Taiva, in the negative side. He has a negative aspect of that same midah. Right? Because the midah has a positive side, and the same midah has the negative side. So Yishmoel has the negativity of Avraham Avinu's midah of Ahava v'chesed. He has the psoilus of Ahava v'chesed. That's Yishmoel. Takina, let's take the next one. Tava, kina, jealousy. When Tzadik says kina and kas, Tzadik puts them together. Kina, jealousy, and kas, and anger. This is a hefech shel givura de kedusha. V'hu psoilus shel Yitzchak, which is Esav shofech domin. Kina and kas, shvicha domin. V'am nemtach shvicha domin. Shechadomim is out of kina. Why would you want to kill somebody? Right? Because he's in your way. In other words, he's occupying maybe some territory that you believe, right, belongs to you. Right? That's kina. I can't share what he tries to, right, try to step on. Why move out of the way? It's kina and ka. So Yitzchak, with midabemis, is givura. Givura basically is something in the negative side of givura, by the way, expresses itself in kas and kina. That's the negative side of Gevura. But Yitzchak had Gevura on the side of Kedusha. Means to have Akshonet, to have Gevura, to have power, to have strength. For the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To use the to use the midah, to use the quality of Gevurah in the positive way. The negative side of Gevurah was imparted to Esav, who became a Shofar Dam, because that is the upshot, that is the consequence of midah's Gevurah being abused on the side of the negative. Ha'kovet, which is the third of the three midos, Kina, Tav, and Kovet. Kovet, he says, is Menai HaMenage, that is in direct contrast, he says, the Kiddushis Yaakov Avinu Shemitosa Shalema. So what Tavik means to say is, because Yaakov Avinu is Mitosa Shalema, means Yaakov Avinu was completely Kuloi with Lashem Shemayim. Yaakov Avinu was Mitosa Shalema means that there was no impurity, everything was L'Chvayit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu was totally, completely Mosur, was given over to Kvod Shemayim, and there was no room for Kvod Atzmoi. Yaakov Avinu is Mitosa Shalema means everything was L'Shem Hashem. So if Yaakov Avinu was totally, completely L'Shem Hashem, there's no room for Kvod Atzmoi, there's no room for personal Kvod. Yaakov Avinu's Kedusha is the misnagid to Kvod. Now you may ask, Yaakov Avinu, if he had Yud Beishvotim, Avraham was able to impart the impurity, as we said, in the area of Ahava Chesed, right, into Yishmoel, that's Taiva, which is the negative side. So it was refined. Avraham Avinu's Midah was refined through Yishmoel, right? Yitzchak's Midah of Gevura, to remain pure, was refined through Esau. Where, if Yaakov is misnagid to Kovet, how, where was it refined? Yaakov didn't have any son as a Yishmoel or an Esau. Yaakov didn't have a Yishmoel. It was a Mitosa Shalema. Where was the negative side, if you will, of Kovet, which would be, let's say, Gaiva or this and the like? Where would it be refined? Says the Tzaddik, Umikol Mokan Yesh Birer the Inyan Hisnasus. There is a refinement in the Inyan of Hisnasus, right? Sort of like Gaiva, if you will, in the area of Gaiva or Kovet. Because Yaakov Sholem Yeshofel Beino. Yaakov, as we see, was a Shofel Kovet Shem Ketoin Zim Kolach Sodim. To be a Shofel, that is the key to be Zoichet to Teira Semes. In other words, if you want to have any Siyat de Shumayet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you, right, Chochmas HaS Teira, you have to have Anivus. You have to have Shiflus, as the Gemara defines it, because why is Teira Nimshel Olamayim, right? Sheminichen Mokim Gevoye, V'hoichon Lamokim Nomuch Kemayim. Right? As he quotes the Gemara in Tainus of Zayin, right? Gemara, this was added here, you know, in the Tzaddik originally didn't have this, is the Numa Amokim, in this edition they put in this Amokim there. But the Gemara is a Teira Nimshel Olamayim, because to show that just like Mayim goes by nature, it goes from high to low, right? So the same thing, it goes, where gravity pulls it, so it goes from Mokim Gevoye to Mokim Namuch. The same thing is Teira also only will find a place by someone who leaves haughtiness and drops himself to Bechina of Shofel. And then, by the way, then you are Zoichet to Kovet. If you are Shofel Beinecho, what does it say? You are Zoichet to Teira. And what does it say about Teira? Valeim Daikinem Kovet Chomim Yincholu. The Gemara says, Ain Kovet Ala Teira. It's in Pekovet, by the way. Also. It's more Nervin brings, but it's in Pekovet. It says that Ain Kovet Ala Teira Shnemer Vekovet Chachomim Yincholu. So the Bemis is, so Yaakov Avinu, the Inyan of Kovet becomes refined through the Teira. Because Yaakov Avinu, right, being practicing shiftless, so Menele, he's Zoichet to Teira. And if there's any Inyan of Gaiva, quote, it's Nasus, it's this Nasus that the Teira grants him, as Kovet in glory. But that through the medium of Teira, the Teira gives Kovet, as it says, the Kovet Chachomen Yincholu. So the Inyan is that the life's mission and the definition of the Midos of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Avraham is the Misnagid to Taiva, because it's a Havah V'chetet Shebikdusha, so Avraham is the Misnagid to Taiva. And Yitzchak is misnagid to kin and kaf. Yitzchak is gevura, so his midos misnagid, right? It contrasts. He says kin and kaf. Yaakov Avinu it contrasts kovet. Now, let's go further. See what happens now. Now that we know this, v'hinei Yaakov Avinu olav hasholem kashegolo lebeis Lavan avar ramoyim. Yaakov Avinu goes in golus to the house of Lavan. This nishtama Lavan. He is the avar ramoyim. Tainis tzaddik Lavan was the embodiment of all three negatives. We're talking about Yishmoel maybe having one of the negativity, the opposite of Avraham and Esav. He says, Lovan was the Avramoyim v'sheirish ha-hepech v'vaday nosan al-iboy l'sakin ha-pgomim shel ha-gimel midos rois. What Rav Tzaddik throws onto the lap of Yaakov Avinu, he gives him a tough job. The Tzaddik sees that Yaakov Avinu has an avodah by Slovam to be misakin all three. Whereas each of the others are supposed to represent one, right? Avraham is a havah v'chesed shebikdusha, Yitzchak is gvura shebikdusha. and Yaakov is covered, mistakedly covered, the base Laban, Yaakov finds himself in the position that he has to counter, and he has to be loichim against all three midos. How does this happen? How does this operate? How does this work? How does this translate l'maisa? The Pesuk Hazoy. Vazeh Reb Shuvan Levi. Come to Reb Shuvan Levi. Listen to what the Tzaddik says. Choyoy metez of Chiram Alois. What was the tool that Yaakovinu uses in order to be able to be misakim these three areas of Pagam, these three deficiencies, major deficiencies that bring destruction to the world? How does Yaakovinu fight and ward off and bring a tikkun to the three inyonim, Tave, Kine, and Kovet? He says Tez of Chiram Alois. How? What is inherent? What is in the makeup of the Tez of Shira Malas? So he says, Tez of Shira Malas was geared behind the second Pagama Taiva. So the kindness, Tez of Shira Malas, that's the antidote, that's the antithesis of Taiva. How? That's the weapon, that is the ammunition to fight the mid of Taiva. Kain Mashomrus, the right away, Tzodik tells us, and he leads us to guide us. We know this Gemara, you might remember from Daf Yoimi, the Gemara Sukkot Daf Nunalas. First Gemara tells us there, remember, Al Tezv of Milo, there were 12 steps. Hayor dois me Ezras Yisroel Ezras Noshim, right? In the Azorah. Right, you had the Ezras Noshim, now the Ezras Yisroel. So there were 15 steps. And the Gemara says, Keneged Tezv of Shira Malo Shibetilim. So we have our work cut out, at least that much. Rav Tzadik didn't have to create that. But there's a Gemara telling us some significance about the Tezv of Shira Malo. That the Tezv of Shira Malo, it was the Tezv of Shira Malo that was represented by the 15 steps, right, between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Yisroel. What's the significance? Ki amisper tezvov merameis al ish v'isha, says the Tzaddik. The number 15 characterizes the man and the woman. Kishimisnagim b'kedusha, we know, shchina b'neiem yud b'ish, behei b'isha. Yud k is 15. So the number 15 denotes when there is kedusha between family life, between husband and wife, so when there is unity, when there's harmony, right, then we have Shchinah Shruya B'neiim, you have the Yud K, the Yud of the Ish and the Hey of the Isha. And by the way, I guess Ibsot expected us to chap what he's saying, this Nikud also. You realize again, these 15 steps were between what? Ezra's Yisroel, Ezra's Yisroel is the men, and Ezra's Noshim, this is the women. Ish V'Isha, Yud K. Got the idea? This is the 15. The 15 between Ezra's Yisroel and Ezra's Noshim means that you have Shechinah Shruya B'neiim. This is the Mokam HaMikdash. And when you have the harmony, when you have the Ish V'Isha behaving properly, appropriately, then you have the 15. You have the Yud K, the Yud 10, the Hey, which is 5. V'zeh Meramez, and this is being Meramez, Al Shleimus. And in addition to that, Yud K, what else is being Meramez in Yud K? It's Shechinah, of course. It's Shechinah. But Yud K is the Shleim, it's Chiyas HaKadusha, Mo'ilam HaZeb, Mo'ilam HaBot. Yud K represents the completeness of Shleimus and Kedusha. It means the highest level of Kedusha, both in Mo'ilam HaZeb and both in Mo'ilam HaBot. How do we know that? Ki Yud Meramez al Shleimus Mo'ilam HaBot. Again, Rav Tzadik does not quote the Gemara Menachos. But you know the Gemara Menachos, Daf Chof Tes on the days. Tzadik expected us to know this. The Gemara says on the Pesuk, Ki Beko Hashem Tzura Elamim, Yud K, Ki Beko Hashem. The Gemara says, Olam Haba is Nivra B'Yud, and Olam Hazeh is Nivra B'Hei. Right? So Yud represents Olam Haba, and Hei represents Olam Hazeh. And the Gemara says, you might remember, why is Olam Hazeh created with a Hei? The Gemara says, because on the one hand, it's open, Hei is open, which means you can fall out. The person has a Bechir, we can fall, right? Can fall right through, you can fall down. There's no, the Hei is open on the bottom. But then it's open on top. If you want to do Tshuva, you can come back, the Gemara says. It's the construction of the Yoy's Hei. So Kaponim says, Reb Tzadik. So if Yud K means Shchina Shrui B'neiim, it means Shchina on both levels. Shchina Sai B'Olam Habo and Sai B'Olam Hazeh, because Yud means Olam Habo, and Hey means Olam Hazeh. So if Yud K means Shchina Shrui B'neiim, it means not only B'Olam Habo, but it means Olam Hazeh. It means Shchina Olam Hazeh. To create Shchina B'Olam Hazeh, create Shchina B'Olam Habo. And he points out, and how does that happen? Who does what? The man creates the Bechina of Shchina B'Olam Habo, because he learns Torah, he's Mechuyev in Torah. As he points out, Ki Yud Meram Tal Shleimus Olam Habo, but who be Ish? Right? Al Yidei Limud HaTorah, Shu Eitz Chayim LaMachzikim Bo. So that's the Chiyus. That's the Chiyus, the life of Olam Habo, which gives you the Shleimus in Olam Habo. To be Zoichet Yeshua Tashchin in Olam Habo. The hay which the woman has, Meramez al Shlemes Chayo Elam Azeh, She'ena B'Talmud Torah. Right? Because, of course, the hay which the woman has is not through Talmud Torah, like B'Seyato, using Olam Hazeh to help reach Olam Habo. As the Gemara says, these women, says the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yudzayin, as he quotes, Bakruya Benayu Lebek Kishta. So the fact that she's a Misayaya, so she helps doing things, but which leads to the Kima Mitzvahs of the Ish, right, to Talmud Torah. So the Yud is representative of Olam Habo, the Hay is representative of Olam Hazeh. Yud K together with the Ish V'Isha, we have a Shleimus on both levels. Shchina, in the beginning, Shleimus of Olam Habo, and also of Olam Hazeh. Fine. Good. So the Tzav of Shir HaMalah so far, all that we know so far is, the Tzadik said it, but he didn't yet finish the idea. He says, what Yaakov Avinu was trying to do by saying Tzav of Shir HaMalah, according to the opinion that he says Shir HaMalah, Tzav of Shir HaMalah, is to fight off Taiva. He didn't explain that yet, how it happens. The Tzadik only told us so far, which is he laid the groundwork, that the Tzav of Shir HaMalah we find, the Tzav of Shir HaMalah we find, that it represents Shechina, Yud-K. Tezvav represents Shechina, Kedusha. Right? Tezvav represents Kedusha. Now let's go. Now let's see how it has a Shaykhus to Taiva. The Hina used to be Gemara. You might remember that Gemara as well. Might remember the Gemara in Sukkah? Gemara tells us, Bishor, Shikara, David. Brings it down the Kitzer. Gemara says, he's missing a word here. Bishor, Shikara, David, Shittin. Remember, David HaMelech was digging the Shittin where the holes in the Mizbeach, where you pour the Yayin, the Nisuch HaYayin. And those holes, David HaMelech dug so deeply all the way down to the end of the earth. Right, down to the floor. The ocean floor. Down deep. And he dug so deep, the Gemara said, that all of a sudden, he sort of uncovered the control of the world's water resources. He uncovered, sort of like pulled the plug out, and all of a sudden, water began to rise uncontrollably and was threatening to flood the entire world. Threatening, right? So it was a danger for the entire world. Like an atomic explosion, right? Entire world. The deep raised itself, and it wanted to flood the world. Omar, so the Gemara says there, again, so the Gemara says, so David wrote a Shem, he took a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, he wrote it on the Cheres, and as a result he was able to subdue the water. He caused it to lower. Then he realized it went down too low. And David said, the world needs moisture, and if the water is going to be too low, below the earth's surface, if the water is going to go too low, then we don't have enough moisture. So now I have to raise it again. How did he raise it? Here's the key. Omar kamod midle tefei mirtev alma. The higher the water comes, there's more mirtev, there's more moisture, there's more wetness for the world. Now the world needs it. So what do we do in order to raise the water? So Omar, to raise the water, he said, tezvav milis, he said the tezvav shiramalis, the aske, and he raised the water up, chaneser alfigamidit, 15,000, a measure of 15,000, and he brought the water up. What does the Gemara mean here? What's happening here? Listen to how Tzadik touches the Gemara. Amazing way. Tzadik, you know what happened over here? The Inyan Alpi HaYadua B'Zohar HaKodesh. Zohar HaKodesh tells us, SheYetzer Hara Shel Taiva Yesh Loi Tikun. In other words, Taiva that we have will not become bottle. Allah said, Lovoi, when Mashiach comes. You know what's going to happen? It's going to be used and channeled in the right direction. Because Taiva, again, is neither good nor bad. It depends. What are you having taiva for? Right? Where are you leading to? What are you focusing on? So Allah said, Lovoi demisid, the Yetzirah of taiva will have a tikkun. For Lekai Ochein, therefore Nikra Lovon. The Yetzirah is called Lovon. Lovon is also Lashon white. What do you mean white? She Yislabe in Lashon Lovoi. In other words, the Tzaddik tells Allah said, Lovoi, there'll be taiva, except taiva will be transformed into Kedusha. Taiva, instead of having taiva for base things in this world, taiva will be transformed for Kedusha. As he says, Ki Yetzer Hara Nitzrech, because we need the Yetzer Hara in the future too. He means Taiva, he means we need. Why? Lechadim is Odishmata. We want to have a drive, to have a Simcha learning. Taiva is a desire, something that pushes you to do something. Right? When a person has desire, when a person has genuine, what we call Taiva, right, it will drive him to the end of the earth. We see when it comes to base Taiva, the Gemara gives us so many stories about the person who crossed all the Shiva Yamim, right, in order to do an Aveira. We see when there is Taiva, intense Taiva, it'll drive you to something. We need to use that energy for Torah, for positive things. So we're going to need it. L'chadim v'sat v'shumata. Chadim v'sat means to have simcha learning, to have a drive for learning. And therefore, says Reb Tzadik, in my opinion, that's what Chazal means. We know that Gemara too. The Gemara says in Pogebach Menuvelze, there's no, the person walking on the street and he finds himself attacked by the Yetzer Hara. And he can't find an Eitzah. How? Right? How to get out of the clutches of the Yetzer Hara? What does the Gemara give an Eitzah? Mashchela Beis Medrash. What does the Gemara mean? So the Tzadik, you know what the Gemara means as follows. When the Gemara says Pogebach Menuvelze, when it says Pogebach Menuvelze, what the Gemara means is a person finds himself, Nebuch, he finds himself, he has a tremendous taiva. He has the Yetzer Hara to do another Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Yetzer Hara is called Menuvel. That means Menuvel. Menuvel is referring particularly, he says, to Yetzer Hara of Taiva. Mashchela Beis Medrash means take that Taiva and use it for Taiva, to transform it to have desire for learning. When a person has the energy, when that energy is driving to do an Aveira, take that energy and channel it. Now the Gemara is not telling you to subdue the Yetzer Hara, transform it. You know, don't let that energy go to waste. The Tzadik L'mshat Mashchela Beis Medrash means take that Menuvel. Because Paisha said to learn the Gemara, put that as a problem with the Yetzer Hara, so Mashchel will be some Medrash, and there you get rid of them. So I said, no. We're not asking you to get rid of them. Why take all that energy that you already have, right, and let it go for naught? But take that energy and use it for a positive. Turn that into a positive. Mashchel will be some Medrash means, Sheyia Taiva Vacheshul Diver Taiva. So, Ibazoi says, Rapsotil Lossad Lovay, we're going to need that Taiva. So the Yetzer Hara will have a tikkun. It's our Taiva. It's our Taiva. Not all Yetzer Hara. A lot of different Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara of Taivas is the Tzadik will have a tikkun, to use that desire, to use that cheshik, to use that drive, to use that ambition, to use the ferochniyus. The Yedua, and it is known, Kimayim Shoyrish HaChasodim, something we discussed many times in Shalashidus, Rav Chaim Vital brings down Hashem the Arizal, that from the four Yesoidis that every person is created, right, from the four fundamental Yesoidis, Eish, Ofor, Ruach, and Mayim, all of the midos come, whatever midah there is in the world comes from one of these four, have to form the category of these four midos. Mayim, the mayim element that we have in our body, the mayim element is where taiva comes from. That's this is a given, this is a fact. So says the Arizal, the yidua ki mayim is shoyrish hachasodim, the cheshik, the havas ha-toyre. Now, whatever, mayim doesn't mean dafke taiva for bad things. Mayim is the yisoid of taiva. It could be for bad things, it could be for good things. But the shayrish, the drive, the cheshik, right? That comes from the shayrish of mayim. So Tzadik says, stam mayim, if they have the word stam mayim, it means a davar shebikdusha. We say, toil mishlo mayim, right? So toil mishlo mayim. So we're talking about davar shebikdusha. What about taiva, which is also from mayim? It's not davar shebikdusha. What about negative taiva? That's called mayim hazedoinim, treacherous waters. No, because taiva, taiva is a treacherous situation. That's not healthy. That's not healthy mayim. Not a healthy taiva. Cheshik taiva for Torah, that's healthy. Right, mayim. What about unhealthy mayim, polluted water? It's called mayim hazedoinim. Says Rav Tzadik, luma ze hataiva v'chasodim zorim, the strange kinds of taiva, nikru, they're not called mayim stam. They're called nikru hamayim hazedoinim. They're called treacherous waters. Umeitahoim rabot. The water of the extreme deep, Shuishayrish Akum, that's the makeup of the Umasoilam, who are devoid of Kedusha, they're made up of Mayim Azidoin. In other words, Esh Ofarucha Mayim, all human beings. It's not just Eden. Goyim also have Esh Ofarucha Mayim. You know what the Chilik is? Goyim is not Tamayim, it's a Mayim Hazidoinim. The Mayim, obviously, it's across the board. All human beings have these four Yesoidis. Right? All human beings have these four Yesoidis. The Chilik is Goyim, the Shayrish of Goyim is from Mayim Hazidoinim. Not tamayim. It's mayim hazidoinim. It's treacherous. Shenemra aleim, as the posik says, by the goyim. Quote the posik again. There's a posik in Yeshaya Yudzayit. Posik says, "Kahamois yamim yehemoyu." Yeshaya Novi says that the nations of the world are tumultuous as the tumult of the sea. Kahamois yamim. In other words, that's like wildevasen, wild waters, treacherous waters, because that's the mayim of taiva. Oh. David HaMelech wants to take the energy, the mayim of taiva, and wants to transfer it to Kedusha. David HaMelech saw that the mayim was going to the Tohim Rabo. Nebuch was going to the Sheol Pachtas. The mayim is going to the lowest and the lowest point. We're dealing with mayim Sheol taiva to the greatest degree. We want to transfer mayim to Kedusha. He says, Tezvav Shiramal is to elevate the mayim. To take the mayim, as they doin it, the treacherous mayim, the negative effects of Mayim, and to elevate it into Mayim Shol Kedusha. That's what it means, Atke, to elevate it. How did he elevate it? To the Tezvav Shiramalos, which is Yud Kei, as he pointed out, Shleim Esai Boilam Azeh Shleim Yoyim Abo. He says, "Vayidei hatezvol shiramalish omadovad amelach helos meyatoyim," because tohoyim means tumah. Tohoyim means negativity. Lemir tevalna, to bring prosper to the world, to bring benefit to the world. Behind is mayim chayim, to convert mayim azedoyim into mayim chayim. Shebikdusha lachamidu, to desire Torah. That's what we want the mayim to be. Mayim which is tayiv should not be mayim azedoyim. We want to elevate it. Right? To elevate that desire, to elevate that midah. We can have the midah in its lowest form, we can have the exact same midah in its highest form. So that is the tez of Shir Malas. So, David HaMelech has the tez of Shir Malas. Yaakovinu is the base law, and he's saying the tez of Shir Malas. Right? So what is he fighting for? So Valzeh Meram is now Rishu Ben Levi. Now that we have reached this point, says the Tzadi, we understand that the tez of Shir Malas was used by David HaMelech to elevate Mayim Shel Taiveh into cheshik shel kedusha, into for desire for kedusha, into ahava for kedusha. If that's what tezvah shir malos can accomplish, as we saw by David HaMelech, that he raised it from the toim, he raised up the mayim, elevated it. That's what Reb Shimon Levi is saying in the medrash. Shat tezvah shir malos o meyak beis lovan kzei l'sakin abegam shel paiva. As we touched Reb Tzadik Yaakovin, remember the Tzadik started out to say Yaakovin is trying to fight off three midos. So what weapon did he use against? First of all, the mid of paiva, the kin of taiv and kovet. Against the midah taiva, he said the tezvah of shir amalos, because tezvah of shir amalos is related to elevate mayim, at least from the Gemara. Mayim is taiva, so memele he says kedei lasakin abegam shel taiva lishol kedusha. My tana, because ula Hashem shoyel onu yom yisrael tova. Yaakovin was saying, if not for Kodesh Baruch Hu's aid, v'sham nemar. What does it say further? That same kapitel, as ayovel nafshenu will be never swamped the mayim of the doinim. Like we see today in Golus, as we see with swamped wherever we go, right? We are being flooded with Mayim HaZedoinim. It's only through Yisroel Sova, Verak Yisroel Sova, Desider Yisroel, Yaakovino, Helo Yisom. He elevated, took that Mayim of Taiva, and he elevated through the Tezvah of Shir HaMalos to make it, for Kedusha, which he able to channel that negative energy into a positive. So that's the opinion that says it's the Tezvah of Shir HaMalos. What was the other opinion? That's Keneged Taiva. Other opinion we had in Gemara was the Shulam Nachman. What did he say? So the Melech said, call Tehillim. What does that mean? What does Tehillim do for you? What does Tehillim do for you? Says the Tzadik Azri. Mishum Banachmin Omer Kol Sefer Tehillim Oyoymer. That he would say the Ganze Sefer Tehillim. Now listen to what the Tzadik does. Behine Isa, the Medrash tells us, and by the way, Reb Chaim Volozhin also deals in his own way with this next Medrash, which is bringing Medrash Rechatev in Tehillim. Shadov HaMelech Olo HaSholem Dikir, but the Melech was Mevakish. He requested from the Rebbeinu Shloilem, Shakoire b'tehillim yitlu schar aleim kinegoyim v'holis. Now that David HaMelech was mechaber sefer tehillim, so he asked Rabbi Nishlam, I mean, this is some kind of a request. Rabbi Nishlam, he says, I beg you that give credit to a yid who says tehillim, right? So you have a yid that pushed the tehillim zogir, right? All he's doing is saying tehillim. Then you have a man like Koilul, and he's learning one of the shvers, the shugas of Shinsas, negoyim and aholis, right? The most difficult, and you would try, you know, to divide up the sechtes, you know, for a shloshim. Nobody wants to take negoyim v'holis, right? So the Melech says, Rebbeinu Shloilem, listen, when a Yid says Tehillim, let it be credited, like he's learning the Goyim V'Holos. Some request. So he said, the Melech, Bikish, Akoyre, Betehillim, Yitlus, Char, Aleim, Kine Goyim V'Holos. So first of all, the Tzadik says, I mean, what Yaakovino really is trying to say is, let Tehillim be like Limud HaTorah. Why is he picking that Kine Goyim V'Holos? I mean, should say a general precaution. Now, Yid says Tehillim, right? Let the Tehillim be like Limud HaTorah. Why did he pick out Nagoyim V'Holos more than any other part of Torah? Right? That's the way the request should have been. Let the Tehillim take the place of Limud HaTorah. That's the underlying request of David HaMelech. So he should say it that way. But, and then he asks more. He said, there's a Gemara in Chagigi Yudalit. Shom LeBekiva. LeBekiva's colleagues, they said to LeBekiva, Bekiva was Oisik at that time in Divrei Haggadah. Nagadah. Kiva, you know, was one of the greatest Talmid HaChachamim around, the Godel Hador, Kiva. So he said to him, Sepasti Shel Kiva, why are you busy with Agadah? You should be learning the Goyim V'Holos. You should be saying Shiurim on the Goyim V'Holos. You're capable to do that. He said to him, Maloch Eitzel HaGodah, Kalach Medabrisacho Eitzel Goyim V'Holos. Person like you, Rabbi Kiva, shouldn't waste your time, if you will, you know, with Agadah. Say the Goyim V'Holos. First of all, the Tzadik asked, V'yesh L'daktik. if they want to give Kiva, so to speak, some advice, they want to give him a curriculum, if you will. They want to show him what to learn. You know, so the tzaddik, then they should have picked Bar Metzia. No, the Gemara says Bar Metzia, and here goes to another Gemara. You see how he throws around all these different Gemaras. So the Gemara says that one Amoira said to the other Amoira, Ki motis l'shchitas kochim, when you come to Mesechta Zvachim, Tov, actually, come and ask me kashis. In other words, what the Gemara means there, Behind it should be said, the kochim nimsa amkus yosef. But the truth is, if you're looking for amkus, kochim is more amkus. Nagoyim beholos, you see, the truth is, Nagoyim beholos is because it's friends, you know, something, because we're not familiar with it. But in terms of amkus, he quotes the Gemara of Metzia, the kochim. So they should have said to the Kiva, why are you busy with Agadita? You should learn kochim. Like you see the Gemara of Metzia. Why did they pick Nagoyim beholos? And furthermore, the Gam b'seder aposik, you know the Gemara in Shabbos, on the posik, why you're in munas itecha, right? Chosin yeshias, right? The posik says, chokhmah v'daas, one more time, munas seder zroim, right, and so on, it goes on shishas seder mishnah, chokhmah, which one? Seder kochim. So you see, of all of the definitions of the shishas seder mishnah, right, the one that is called chokhmah is seder kochim. So you see, seder kochim is called, doesn't say negoyim b'holos, doesn't say that negoyim b'holos is called chokhmah. We see that the definition of chokhmah, v'daas is taharis. Das is taharis. Yeshua is nezikim. And chokhmah, is going to is kochim. So I bazoi, the gam b'seid v'apotri bo yemunas v'goyim emiram is chokhmah, so say the kochim. V'hu mipnei shesham nimtza oimek ha-chokhmah. So v'loma noktu negoyim v'holos daike. So again and again, why were they saying, Rabbi Kiva, learn negoyim v'holos? Why did David HaMelech talk about my tehillim should be like negoyim v'holos? Why did he pick negoyim v'holos? Vechein Om Razal, quote another Gemara. Here's again another Gemara. From the Tzid Abner Tess. I'll tell you David. David's enemies, the Gemara says like this. V'lo Yoy, the Gemara says, that I feel who b'sho sho iskim and go and v'holo is David's enemies, even when they were in the middle of learning, they would not let an opportunity to be mevaz David go by. In other words, if they had an opportunity, you know, to give him what, but they would do it. And they would say, ultimately they would say, David HaMelech was complaining, because they're going to say, that look how much they hate me. That even when they're learning the goyim v'holos, they say to me when they see me passing by, they say, David, habo alei shesik mahu, what is the din? In other words, they want to shtechim with the ma'aseh b'tshuva. And they're doing that not only when they're not learning, but even when they're oisik in the goyim v'holos, they're mafsik from learning in order, David, to be mevazimi. By the way, you know what David's answer was? Might remember the Gemara? David says, I answered him, habo alei shesish, Misose Bechenik. Yes, Chad Misa. But Yeshle Chelik Lelam Abba. But Hamalvim Penei Chaber Ibrahim Eim Lechelik Lelam Abba. That's David HaMelech's answer. Yes, Habol Ishishish Misose Bechenik, but Yeshle Chelik Lelam Abba. But Hamalvim Penei Chaber Ibrahim, what you're doing to me, Eim Lechelik Lelam Abba. But the point is, why is the emphasis, even when they're learning the Goyim Beholos? Again, the Goyim Beholos. The Gamon Rizal, there's another Gemara also. Again, sorry, another Gemara. Gemara Psochet. The Gemara says that Eilu negoyim v'holos shikorin hem bo'ilam hazeh. Negoyim v'holos are difficult. Yokor means difficult. Like yokor be'ene Hashem hamov tzol chasidah. What does it mean? It's very difficult for Kadosh Baruch Hu to see how the chasidim never die. Yokor ben Hashem. Rashi says loshim koyvit shver. Yokor ben Hashem. So the Gemara says negoyim v'holos are the Gemara says shikorin hem bo'ilam hazeh. On this world they are difficult to understand, but ukefuyin hem le'olam habo. Then the next world will be easy to understand. That's the Gemara Pesachim. The goyim v'holos are difficult. Yokar in him. They're difficult in this world. But the question is again, why pick Dafkin and goyim v'holos? Is that the only thing that's difficult in this world? There's a lot of shveri sugyas, you know? So he says, v'lechol hanetam ebo, lomo noktu Dafkin and goyim v'holos. Now look what Reb Tzadik does here. Yeshloimer. Bozeh. Alpi ha'yedua b'shiluach gimel machnish. We know that there are three levels of tumah. There's machnish chin, of course, and we have machnish levia, we have machnish soil. The three levels of tumah, which requires different levels, right, of shiluach, of being, right, of being asked to leave a particular machna. We have gimel tumah tar, zov, umetzaira, and vetome lo nefesh. Says the tzaddik, you know what these three different tumahs represent? Sheheima, gamke, neged, hagimel, pegomim hanal, not poomim. It's pegomim. These are keneged, the three pegamim, against the three deficiencies. Hakina taiva vakovet. Right, we were talking about kina taiva kovet again. This is the fight. These are the three midos that the others are contrasting. This is what Yaakov is going to fight off in the house of Lavan, who basically represents all three. He has all three chesroinus. Again, the Zov Metzayre and Tomeh Nes, these are three levels of Tumah. They also are connected, these three in Yonam of Kinetayv and Kovit. How so? Kinetayv Saras. What does Saras come from? What do Chazal say? Saras is Al-Pagam Lashon Hara. You know what Lashon Hara comes from? Where it comes from? Lashon Hara comes from Shibom Mitzat Kina Vikas. It comes from Kina Vikas. The Hu Midosoi Shel Esav She'ein Lo Shum Tikun Ab Le'osid Lovoi. You hear what the Tzaddik is telling us here? Remember a moment ago, Rav Tzaddik said Taivet will have a tikkun, because Taivet will be transformed into a positive. Says Rav Tzaddik, Taivet will be a need for Taivet, Losed Lovoi, to use desire, to use a drive, to use ambition for good things. But why would you need Kaf, Losed Lovoi? Why do you need Kaf for? Why is there and Kina? He says, Kina, says Rav Tzaddik, in Kaf is the mid of Esav she'ein lo yishum tikkun k'mon she'ne'en on the tav. The rugza means the kaas that the Talmud Chacham has many times is good. The Gemara says, "When they have a yikra l'raisa to take up for the honor of Torah," said Tzadik, it's only on this world. This world we have to fight off. We have to fight off the oppositions to Torah, right? You have to fight off the forces of evil. You may have to generate a midah of kaas, but Losid Lover, why are you going to need it? See what Tzadik says? He says, "The akvel mazeh calls man shizarish l'molikayim l'chein nitzach l'pon min makaas al titzur delay to fight him on his fight his turn." Zeramolik will be in Nisabes, be completely destroyed. Yusham is a cloud, or Yeloi Shum Tikkun. So Losid Lovoi, my boss, forget about it. Kim Tachos, that what? That Kina and Kas has no Aliyah. Kina and Kas has no Aliyah. When Mashiach will come, it will not be elevated to Kedusha. It will be removed. Therefore, a Mitzvah is sent out even from Machne Yisrael. You know, Mitzvah is sent out all three Machnes, because it does not belong in any area, because his midah has no aliyah l'kedusha, and therefore, but even machne soil, right, which has kedusha, some each machne has its own level of kedusha. The mitzvah is being sent out to show she'ein l'midah zu aliyah b'kedusha klal. What kin of kas represents, from where mitzvah comes from, does not have any tikkun. There's no aliyah l'kedusha. On the other hand, what is the zav? Let's go again. What is a zov? A zov is an emission. Zov, basically, it means tithe. It's an emission. Tithe, we said, has a tikkun. Tithe has a tikkun. Therefore, Masheikin a zov she keneged pegama tithe. Zov, which is keneged pegama tithe, ain't a mishulach mamachni soil. The zov is only sent out of two machnes, Shkin and Leviyah. A zov, you know, remains in machni soil, because she yesh la libik dusha bechamidu deraita. Take that tithe, take that desire to desire tithe. Use that energy for tithe. He's only sent out where? Like Machna Leviyah. He sent out Machna Leviyah, who Mishulach, why? She'ein lo Deveikis Bahagdusha. Because at this time, he cannot connect with Kedusha. Leviyah, to Moshin, Yelove Ish Yolai, to be Mechaber, to be connected. At this time, he had base Taiva. So he's not connected. He has no Deveikis Bahagdusha. But his Midah can be overturned. So let him go, let him stay in Machna Yisrael, we can work on it. Let him stay in Machna Yisrael, where he's able to work and be mahapech his midah, because his midah does have a tikkun. His midah does have an aliyah. That's what he says. Veloshin Levi is in the mashadema v'yelov olecha. Right, that they will connect. They will connect with you. And what's tonanes? What's tonanes? Tonanes against the third one. It's covet. Hakina atava vakovet. Why? It's merum is connected. Gam hakovet is nasus. Tonanes comes in contrast to the pegam of covet and gaiva. Why? Because where does Misa come from? From the Chet Arishin, right? Where does Misa come from? Ki minzen istayef ikar hashivira v'hamisa. The breakdown of the utopia, right? Of the plan, of the divine plan. The Chet of the Eitz Hadas, the Reishis Abriah. And look here, Isa b'zoyer parashas b'ahar, the Zoyer says, look at the Yisem kilikim. Remember, what did the Nochesh say? That eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you'll be like a god in your own right. The Yisem kilikim yoydei toivara. In other words, behind the covet, you're toin elis kilikim. You want to be like a god. You're not happy to be some human being. You want to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you can also be like a god. That's covet the Hisnasis. So it's because of covet the Hisnasis, because of Gaiva. And Hisnasis, right? Try to climb too high where you don't belong. That was the breakdown. That's what brought Misa into the world. So, from the next, that's Keneged Inyan of covet the Hisnasis. Now we'll go back to the last column, final column. L'chein Amru. Therefore, Chazal say, Shekolodom Shesh Begatis Ruach, Kiloiv and Abed Zorah. That was the spirit. A person has gaivas kiloyev and avodah zarah. Rukin Shomatinos, we find in Nebuchadnezzar, we find he would have been okay in Nebuchadnezzar. What his problem was, he wanted to climb too high. He wanted to trespass into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. That's the way covered these nasses. A human being has to realize he belongs where human beings belong. Because of Nebuchadnezzar, after Kolesh Nasus, Shemoylech Bekippa, even after he was successful, he already conquered the entire world. He was not successful. What did he want to do? He said, I want to conquer the upper world. Shammai may also want to conquer. As the Pasuk says, Omar, what did he say? I'll go up to the clouds. Adam Elioy. I'll compare myself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like, what does the guy say? Where a person said, last year I took a trip around the world. Next place to go someplace else. Where? Where's he going to go? So Nebuchadnezzar, first he says, I'm king of, he's king of the entire world. Now he has to be Melech Nachaplat. Where else? He's Adam Elioy. Adam Elioy. So in other words, what the Pasuk is saying, that the gava means trespassing basically on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's turf. It means you're crossing the line. So those kings, those malachim like Nebuchadnezzar, which are not satisfied to rule right in their own territory, but they want to conquer beyond, they want to conquer the world, the universe, conquer the globe. But that's a problem. Then they're going into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's. So Misa, they have to have a downfall. They have to have a downfall. So the tzaddik, so b'zeh now, nova el habir. So now let's come back. Shal negoyim v'holos. Let's go back. What is Negoim? Negoim is Tzilas. What did Tzadik say again? What is Tzilas Keneged? Tzilas, he said, has no tikkun, remember? The inya behind Tzilas. Tzilas comes from Kina and Kaf. Right? And that's why, since it has no tikkun, that's what the Metzayrah said before, it's sent out of Gimel, all three Machnes. Not even the Machnes soil, because there's no Alila Gedusha. There's nothing to try to overturn in that Midah. So that, there's no room in Machnes soil for that Midah to become a positive. There's no room for that midah to become a positive. So he's sent out of all three machnas. So that's Mesechtes Negoyim. Mesechtes Negoyim deals with Tzaraas, that deals with kin of a calf. Oholis, what's Oholis? Tumas oil. What's oil? Mess. That deals with covered with his nasus. Negoyim v'Oholis. Negoyim deals with the midah of kin and calf. Oholis represents Tumas Meis, which is covered in his nasus. So it's sodic like this. Zen Ovel Abir. Shall Negoim and Oholis regarding the Mesecht of Negoim and Oholis. Shehem, what do they represent? First of all, Shehem Pegam HaKas, the Hisnasus, right? In other words, Kas is referring to Negoim, and Oholis, that's Hisnasus, that's Gaiva. The Tumas Mes came from Gaiva. Omer B'Gemara, the Gemara says, on these two, the Gemara says, Shekifuyim Hem Loilam Habot. The Loilam Habot, they'll be easy to understand. It means there will be no more limud. There'll be no reason to learn them as if they'll be easy to understand. There'll be nothing to try to uncover. What the Gemara means, they'll be out of business. Now, in this world, they're hard to understand. Means there's something to work on. There's something to learn. But Lotzit Lovoy, they'll be easy. In other words, there'll be something just to pass over, to gloss over. As the Tzaddik said above, because Kaf, right, will become bottle. The goyim will become bottle. And what about Oholis? Ubila hamavas lenetzach. Ah, not only kas will become bottle, lasad lavoi, but Ohol, which is Negoim, but Oholis will also become bottle. Oholis, which is tumas mes, will be hamavas lenetzach. We don't miss either. So Negoim and Oholis, these two things will basically be out of business. There's no aliyah lekedusha that we're going to work on to do with them. Basically, at that time, the gamia bila hamavas lenetzach, right, mavas will be forever swallowed up. Why? His galus malchusa is baruch. Because Kodesh Baruch will reveal himself in his full glory. As it says, in other words, Misa is necessary because eternal existence is a stira to Malchus Shemayim. In other words, it means that you're taking the covenant, you're also, so to speak, an equal to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? To be eternal means like to be godly. You don't die. Right? And Lost Lovoy Bila Mavis Lanetzach, because then in Izgar Hashem Levadoi means that Kodesh Baruch Hu's supremacy will be firmly established, it'll be recognized, and even if man will live forever, it won't be challenging that Kodesh Baruch Hu's supremacy. It won't be challenging Kodesh Baruch Hu's supremacy. Bila Mavis Lanetzach. The Gamma Tam said, that's exactly the reason, says the Tzaddik also, that Om L'Bikiva, remember the Gemara before. Said to B'Kiva, Plachmed Abre Secho, Eitzel Nagoyim B'Holos. Why are you learning Agadah? Go study Nagoyim B'Holos. So the kasha was, why Dafkin and Goyim? Why not Kochim? Kochim is more Amkizik. Why that was the kasha? Look what the Tzaddik says. But the Kivas, you know, in a certain sense, had some knowledge of Torah Shebal Peh, even that which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. which the Gemara tells the Menachos of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We're sitting and listening to a shir of Rabbi Kiva and Yatzar. Rabbi Kiva was darshening Tila Tilim Shal Halacha. He was darshening mountains and mountains of Halachas. I'll call Koitz for Koitz on every nuance of the letters and the words of the Torah. Rabbi Kiva was the Shoyrish, is the Shoyrish of Torah Shabal Peh. That means, says Reb Tzadik, that Hoyoloi Hasagi Gedoyla Men Lo Osir Lovoi. Rabbi Kiva had the extreme, unique privilege living on this world to have knowledge that's reserved for the world of tomorrow. Rabbi Kiva was given advanced knowledge. He was given, as you say, you know, a preview copy, if you will, of the future knowledge of Torah Shabbat Peh that no one has. Rabbi Kiva was living in this world, in the world of tomorrow. Kiva was living Olam Habadik. He was living in the next world, being physically on this world. He had such knowledge of Perish about Pesach and Reb Tzadik that the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Medrash Tanchuma and Medrash Rabbah, that the Varim, Shloi Niglu Le Moshe, Niglu Rabbi Kiva. How can we hear that? Magic. Such a thing. Mamela. So, Negoim Baholus, which is difficult on this world, on the next world, it's going to be things that are already, it's going to be Mesukim completely. It means it's going to be something that's already going to be. So, therefore, Rabbi Kiva, Hoy Bechot, Elias, Oska, Benegim Baholus, Avshem Yikorim Boil Mazel, Hatik Tikuna. Now, there's people who might have difficulty to learn the Goyim Baholos, Goyim Hazeh, but the Bekiva was living in the world of tomorrow. In the world of tomorrow, the Goyim Baholos, Mamish is nothing. It's very easy. Why? Because then there'll be a time where the Inyonim behind the Goyim will become this battle. And the Bekiva on this world was already connected to the future world. And in the future world, the Tzadik pointed out that the Inyon of the Goyim Baholos, right, which they represent, will become this battle. Become this battle means that the Midois that caused these situations will become battle. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva already now, therefore, would be able to learn, to find and see in the Goyim Baholos that people on this world are not able to see yet. Because in this world, it's Yikarim, it's very difficult to learn the Goyim Baholos. Because it's Mamish Noig Lamais in the Goyim Baholos, in this world. Next world's not going to be Noig Lamais. Right? But Rabbi Kiva, living in this, in spite of living in this world, to him, he already had accessibility to the Yon of the Goyim Baholos that everybody will have in the future world. He had it already now. So to him, to learn a Goyim Baholos was no difficulty at all. He was able to see things in a Goyim Baholos which everybody else would still have to work hard in. He would have the mastery over it. The Chaim L'tam said, that's why they're saying, Omra Doig Vachi Teufel. We said about Doig Vachi Teufel. V'loyoy. El afila b'shoa she'oizki med Goyim Baholos. Remember again, the emphasis, David HaMelech was complaining. How is it that Doig Vachi Teufel, even when they're learning the Goyim Baholos, still, right, still they're embarrassing me. What's it got to do with the connection with learning the Goyim Baholos? Even while they're learning the Goyim Baholos, still they are embarrassing me. What's it got to do with Dafke learning the Goyim Baholos? Look what he says. He says, beautiful. He says, Kizeh hoy ipeg hap gam shalohem. Doeg Rachi Toivu, as you know, were the two advisors of David HaMelech. Chazal tell us also that Doeg never met Rachi Toivu. They were living in different kufis. And they both, because of the nature of their behavior, they died young. Right? They lived, they didn't make it to 35. 35 is half of 70. So they died very young. And the Gemara said, but had they not fallen to where they had fallen, it would have been Gedoy Lador. They had tremendous mastery in Torah. So Reb Tzadik, the Pegam of Doig and Chatoifel, Masha Yecholkim al Dovr HaMelech, Meshom, the Gemara says, this is a new Gemara, look at the Gemara says, Val Dovr Zen, Nifkane Doig Lador Mi Bedovit, Kina. Kina, boy, machlukusa mishayrish hakina. What is kina? That's tumas negoyim. That's tumas negoyim. That's where negoyim came from. That's what the Tzadik pointed out. Negoyim, which is lashon hara, comes from kin and gas. Tahayna tumas negoyim. So doig's machloik against David, right? Was prompted, right? Was rooted in what? In kina. On the other hand, Achitoifel's machloik is against David. What was his machloik? From a different source. What was his machloik? Achitoifel. What was it rooted in? How do we know that? Another Bekiyas. You see how Tzadik throws all these Gemaras around. Kumashom is the Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara says, see, the Gemara gives us different reasons, motivations, right? For Doeg, Machlaika with David, as opposed to Achitoifel. What does the Gemara say there? The Gemara says the following. Gemara Sanhedrin. Perik Chelik, it says like this. Shiro, Tzaraf, Zorcholoi, Al Amosoi. That Achitoifel saw Tzaraf on his genitals. Who saw Bar? He took it to mean that Ihu Melech, that he'll become king. Achitoifel thought he's going to become king. The Baal the Gemara says, Veloihi. He misread the message. The message was not him, but Bathsheva Bitoi, the Natskim in Eshloimah. Now, Batsheva was his daughter, but the Rashash is Labdavka's daughter. Batsheva was the granddaughter of Achitofel, who was the mother of Shlomo. So Mamela, so by the way, Gabruch, this is just a Gab. What does it mean? If he saw Tzaraas, why, how Tzaraas is simon of Malchus? So the Maral just says, the Maral says in the second Pshat, there's a number of Peyushim there. What is Shachas Tzaraas with Malchus? So it says, in the same way that Tzaraas, if a person is a Metzairah, it separates him from the people, and Melech also is above and beyond the regular people. But one is due to his lowliness, and the other one is because of his mightiness. Be as it may, but the Gemara shows, their machlokes was rooted in kina and in hisnat and in kovet, which is symbolic in the goyim v'oholus. So David HaMelech is saying, I don't understand them. Even when they are learning the goyim v'oholus, they should know better. The goyim should be a koyach to fight off kina, and a holus should be a koyach to fight off hisnasus, and still they are embarrassing me. He was motivated by kina, but he's learning the goyim. And the other one is being motivated by his nasa, but he's learning a holus. The goyim b'holus should have taught them something, and yet they're helpnish v'loyoyid. Even when they learn the goyim b'holus, look, they're still embarrassing me. Says Oda Melech. Says Shoma. Shafila b'shor. She'oyskim min a goyim b'holus ena margishim she'ze etem apgam shalem. They don't argue that this is mami's apgam. Shadei zehem cholkim al David. They're saying David HaMelech habo aleishesish, right? What's his din loylam habo? V'chein zehoy yekavon David HaMelech. That's also answering also the other kasha. Remember, we started off shebikei David HaMelech asked sheyehei nechshav amiras tehilim ka'oisik b'negoyim v'holos. The question was, why the apkik b'negoyim v'holos? Why didn't he ask simply that amiras tehilim should be mokim limud ha'Torah? David HaMelech was not asking stam that tehilim should be like limud ha'Torah. But the ha'anish here b'yachoyis l'sakin al yidei zeh. So the Melech wanted that the koyach of Tehillim should be when a yid says Tehillim Melech, should be able to be misakin the inyan of the goyim v'holos, the inyan of kina, to eradicate the mid of kina. And when you say Tehillim, to be able to misak the inyan of v'holos, which is covered in his nasus. So the Melech wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu should empower the Tehillim, that when a yid says Tehillim, should be able to achieve refinement of these terrible midos, that my Tehillim should be like the goyim v'holos, means to say I should be able to be misakin these two pegamim. That should be the koyach of Tehillim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should endow the Tehillim with these tremendous powers, these koyaches. Now we can understand, going back to the Medrash we started from. Now I can understand. Reb Shmuel Ben Nachman says, Shekol Sefer Tehillim Oye Yaakov. The first Ben Nachman said, what did he say? Tezvav Shir HaMalos. The Tzadik that Tezv Shir HaMalos was connected what? That was connected Taiva. Remember, because Tezv Shir HaMalos is what David HaMelech used to raise the Mayim. Mayim is Taiva. From Mayim Azedoinim, right, to Mayim Chaim. To raise him to Mayim Chaim. That's the fight off Mayim Shul Taiva. Comes now, Rav Shmuel Ben Achman says that he said to Hillel. What was Hillel for? Because being that we said Yaakov Avinu's Tafkid was to be Mesakin all three Pegonim. Kina, Taiva, and Kovit. Tehillim is connected to Goyim V'Holos. So by saying Tehillim, now you're taking care of the other two also. You're taking care of Kina, you're taking care of Kovit. Taiva was Tezvav of Shir HaMalos. The Tzadik says, Maro Mechoda V'Loi Pligi, like the Gemara says many times. Each one just filling in where the other one is not mentioning. In other words, this one says Shir HaMalos, right? This one says Tehillim. The truth is, everybody's right. We need everything. In the Tehillim, we have the Tezvav of Shir HaMalos. The Chelik of Tehillim, the Tezvav of Shir HaMalos portion of the Tehillim. That's geared towards Mayim Shel Taivet, the fight of the meat of Taivet, and Tehillim in general is connected the other two, is connected the Goyim V'Holos, is connected the meat of Kine, and connected the meat of Kavoid. So he says, Ki bevaday osrek l'sakin shom kol agimot pegomim, gam shel Kine v'Kavoid, kemoi pegam ha-Taivet, just like pegam ha-Taivet. So Mamele said, the truth is, right, like the Shdivle Pshu Ben-Levi, that's the Pshu Ben-Levi saying Taivet, Shmuel Ben Nachman wants to say he was not only Isaac against Taiva, but rather Yaakovina's Tafkid was to be Misakin the other two as well. So Melu Maru Merchoda Maru Chomer V'Loi Pligi. It's not really a Machlekes. Each one is giving us another piece of the puzzle. She Bevadai Tikin Oz Kol Agim Of Pogamim LeDoiris. The reason we are able to fight, or we have a little bit of koyach to stand up against the tremendous forces of Kina, Taiva, and Kovit, because Yaakov Avinu already paved the way for us, because he was Misakin Beis Lovim. Beis Lovim, that's Golus. Jacobino made a pre-enactment. He was paving the way that we should be able to have a little koyach to fight off our own kin of tithe and covet. He was mesakener kedei la'agia l'shoyer shachan shibuduchi and nishrish al yudei zeh bonu. We should also become rooted. Gimel midos ha'ovet ha'kedoshim. We are descendants of the Ovis. We should be able, right, to yarshin these three midos of the Ovis. As we said, Avraham was keneged kina, right, and so Yitzchak was keneged, as he pointed out, against kas, and so on. And then the Yaakov was keneged kovet, you think. So the concludes now. And he says, when it comes Shabbos, know what Shabbos is. Know what comes Shabbos. So Tzadik, Vinim Bekedushas, Gimel to the Shabbos, Nistakin, Gamkin, Gimel, Gomim, and Skorim Liel. When it comes Shabbos, every Yid has a tremendous opportunity to rid himself of these three major deficiencies. Why? The three Sudas in Shabbos. What are the three Sudas of Shabbos symbolic of? Why do you need three Sudas for? What do they correspond to? Says the Tzadik as follows. He says, Ki besudas chakal tapuchim, that is the Friday night Suda, that's connected Yitzchak. By the way, that's Alibed Arizal. There's different opinions. There are those who say the first Suda is Avraham, the morning Suda is Yitzchak, and Shalashidas is Yaakov. Tzadik follows the opinion, as you see over here, the Friday night Suda, that's Yitzchak, and there's reason for that. And the morning Suda is Avraham. Everybody holds the third Suda is the Suda of Yaakov Avinu. But the question isn't the Seder between the first two. So the Tzadik has it. But for the Chiddush of Tzadik, it's not Megayel in the Maaseh, which way you go. But he follows this Seder. So with Yitzchak, we are being mesakin, we are actually elevating, and now we are repairing the deficiency of Taiva. Why? Because what does it say by Yitzchak? You know what Negev means? Let's understand something, Rabbi Yisai. Where does Taiva come from? Mayim. If you're dry and there's no mayim, it means you don't have taiva. Yitzchak comes from Eretz HaNegev. Shoyim Menugev, it's dry. It means that the Yisoyed HaMayim was subdued within him. That's Menugev Mekola Taiva. So that's the Suda, Yitzchak Avinu Suda of Friday night. That's Mesakim Taiva. Well, the Suda Atiko Kadisho, that's the morning Suda, it's called the Suda Atiko Kadisho, which is Keneged Avraham Avinu. Nisakin Pagam Hakas Vahakino. Because Kimidus Avraham Avinu Shoy Noki Umzuchek Mebchinis HaGvurah. Because Yitzchak was Gvurah. Yitzchak was free of Gvurah. This was completely, right? Yitzchak was free of Gvurah. Yitzchak to me there was Gvurah. But Avraham Avinu was completely pure, right? He was the opposite of Gvurah. So Memela said there's no vestige of any kind of kin and kas. Because Avraham Avinu was the opposite of Gvurah, right? And on the Suda Gimel, when it comes to the third Suda, the Zeir Ampin. Zeir Ampin means like low profile. Zeir Ampin. Right, the Zeir Ampin means low profile. The Yaakov Avinu, shehu neged Yankiv nesakim pegam tisnasus. It's the Zeir Ampin. Keep a low profile. Haltach nishtolz, haltach nishgrayz. Right? Ki Yaakov hoyla shiflus be'etzem menapsho. Yaakov is by definition his makeup was to feel low. K'mashenema k'toynti mikolach sodim. And the Yaakov akotn, we know he's defined as the Novi says. K'mashenema miyokum Yaakov ki kotn hu uka amur. So you have your Rabbi Sai. An amazing, amazing thing. I'm glad we were able to finish it here. But the idea is to summarize that according to Reb Tzadik, what we find that Yaakovino had quite a formidable job, quite a formidable task. So in addition, when you open up the Chumash and you see the hard, back-breaking, physical work, what does he say? Yaakovino says, Hoyisi, he says, B'yoyim ochalani chayret, right, v'kerach balaylo, v'tidat chinosi me'enai. Yaakovino had an even harder avoda in the spiritual arena. And that is to be Mesakin LeKedusha, the three cardinal evil forces that human beings are endowed with, which is Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. Let me just tell you that it's written in a place where Tzadik said, B'Shem Chosid Echot. He said this once, B'Shem Chosid Echot. And it is said that when Tzadik usually says over B'Shem Chosid Echot, he means himself, but he didn't want to talk about himself, so he said, B'Shem Chosid Echot. But Tzadik said that he's not at all afraid of Gehenna. As if he really thought there's a possibility that he might go there. But he said, I'm b'chlal not afraid of going to Gehenna. And the reason is, he says, because I would be very happy, because if I go to Gehenna, I have an opportunity to make a new brocha, to say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yofa dan toni, Yofa chayav toni. I acknowledge Kodesh Baruch Hu, your judgment is right. Like Tzadik Adin. I would have the opportunity to say, Kodesh Baruch, I accept your judgment. I go to Gehenna the Simcha because you put me there. So go to Gehenna, there's no Kodesh. So this shows you again the attitude of Reb Tzadik. I just want to tell you that, you know, he made his own bar mitzvah shetel, and by the way, he made his own bar mitzvah, and it's tremendous charifas and bekiyas, and it's printed actually in a sefer called Neshiv Tzadik. It's a sefer called Neshiv Tzadik, and the Tzadik bar mitzvah shetel actually is written there, and there's tshuvas between him and the Yeshuas Yankiv and Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natan's on the Lemberg Rov, you know, starting from the Mamash, literally from the age of 18. So we can go on and on. Just want to say that even after he became Rebbe with force, by the way, there was a tkufa of shtika, the tzaddik, years and years he was a shaysik. There's a lot of things in his personality. And finally, when he did accept the mantle of leadership, and people came to him with a kitlich, first I want to tell you, being that he was a kohen, Rebbe Leib Leiger was Mekai Matonis Kuhune, you know, to a tzaddik a kohen. In other words, when he shechted a behemah, he'd give the zroya, the lochayayim, bakeva. So he'd give the portions that the Torah said to give to a kohen, because there's a big discussion in the poskim. Nowhere is it written that it's not Noeg Bizman Hazeh, by the way. There's a big discussion in the various tshuvas of the Gedoy L'Achroinim. Why is it that it's not commonly done? The Tzadik was the Kohen, and Reb Leibel Eger was Mekai Matonis Kuhuna giving it to the Tzadik, and he accepted it because of the Mitzvah D'Raisa in the Torah. However, people come with a kvittel and give a pidyon, he would never accept money. Never accept any money for a kvittel. And with the Gevald, if people wanted to be Mahanim, he was Mamish and Oni V'Avion, so he'd give it to the Bnei Bayis, give it like to the wife without his knowledge, and one way or another. And again, he was the Pearl Yeshua's, and Tzadik, as we said, as I mentioned before, from his Rebbe, who said that he should never eat only by a Sudas Mitzvah, and Tzadik would make a Siyum Mesechta, you know, on a daily basis, and be Saim Shas every 2 months. The Avishtikal idea, a little bit another glimpse of the godless of Tzadik, and as Hashem, hopefully, next week, we'll continue again. Again, we'll see another item of Tzadik.